Let's see here. Danny in Phoenix. Got my kind of car, Toyota anyway. Got a RAV4. What can we help you with on your RAV, Danny?
Yes, sir. So my right side passenger brake, when I'm slowing down, seems to grind slightly. Mm-hmm. Just my right side. I did change out the brake pads and put fresh brake pads in and everything. Mm-hmm. Both sides, obviously.
Sure.
And I still get a slight grind when I'm coming to a slow stop. It doesn't happen on a sudden stop for some reason. I tried the emergency stop mm-hmm. when I was test driving it. So I'm wondering, is it, you think it's going to be the rotors need to be switched out on those?
Possibly. What did you do with the rotors when you replaced the brake pads? Did you replace the rotors as well?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Well,
I was trying to figure out the first thing to do would be just to do the brake pads because it was only the right side that was kind of slightly grinding.
Uh-huh.
And it's not affecting my braking, you know, because I tried like a couple of emergency brake stops to see if it was
sure.
if it would like slide or, you know, but yeah. I did notice on the passenger side, brake pad, I think it was the outer one. It was slightly more ground down than the inside one.
So a little bit more wear. And were they worn pretty consistently? The left side to the right side was worn pretty consistent? I mean, you're always going to have one that's less than the other, but they're fairly even.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pads on the actual passenger side were actually kind of even, but on the driver's side, the outside one was more ground down than the inside one.
Okay, well, that's not so uncommon. What kind of brake pads did you get?
I actually got the Duralast ones.
Okay, well, I think the Duralast, they make several grades of brakes. And here's the thing with the brakes. Some people, now, and this is even within the bumper-to-bumper network, everybody does brakes differently. You know, there's so many ways to skin a cat, right? So depending on the car, when we do brakes, we're going to machine the rotors typically and replace the pads. You've got to wash the rotors off to get all the small bits of iron and stuff out of there. We're going to do that.
Okay.
A lot of times we just replace the rotors if it's necessary, especially on a lot of European cars. Now, I know some shops, they don't even replace the rotors. They just put the brake pads in, and that's it. Mm-hmm. There's no problems with it or anything. So I'm going to suspect you need to make sure you can also have the wrong brake pad, the combination, the makeup, the mixture, the batter, so to speak. If you take a high carbon or a high metallic pad and put it on a high carbon rotor, they're not made to go together. You're going to have a lot of problems. So some people will get what they call, the best brake pad. I got the best one. Well, just because it has all those super good ingredients doesn't mean it's the right setup for the car. So if I were you, I'd go back to the zone where you got the brakes and probably go to them and say, hey, I'd like to return these brake pads. They're grinding. They're making this funny noise. And then get a kit and put the pads on, put the rotors on, get the hardware, maybe go look at a YouTube video. You've got to clean the slides. You've got to clean the caliper brackets. There's a lot to doing a brake job than just slamming some brake pads on there, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, you got to make sure you got the right pad composition, too. So if the vehicle came with ceramic pads and you put semi-metallic pads on there, that could be part of the problem as well.
Yeah, because it's made to go with the rotors. And then ceramic. What is ceramic anyway? I mean, there's no standard. I mean, you could put I use my vodka or my whiskey as a thing. You know, you could put one drop of whiskey in a glass of 7-Up. Is that a whiskey in 7? Well, if you're making brake pads and you put a fiber of ceramic in there, well, that's a ceramic brake pad now. So, you know, there's a lot of semantics about that. But you want to get the combination that's right for the car. Do pads and rotors. Make sure the calipers, the slides, and there's also a proper way to put grease on the back of the brake pads. Any noises of vibration. So hopefully that'll help you get that problem solved. So.